A former Director General of the Ghana Health Service, Dr. Elias Sori, has expressed concern about the rate of hepatitis B infections in the country. He said even though there is no national survey on the disease, minor studies put the national infection rate at about 20%. Dr. Sori told Radio Ghana's George Asikere that hepatitis B has the same mode of transmission as HIV and AIDS.
We have not done any national survey to get the prevalence, but people have done some series of surveys on small samples, and at the pathology department, what they look at when they get someone with cirrhosis or cancer of the liver. From those kinds of small surveys, we are saying that the prevalence will be between 10 and 20%. That a community might have more than 40% prevalence. That is really very dangerous. People think that once you get a hepatitis, that is the end. You have people going around testing. When you are negative, they give you a vaccine. But you don't even know the source of the vaccine. From 1997, we've been including hepatitis in their vaccination.
Doc, what causes hepatitis B?
It is caused by the hepatitis B virus. And the mode of infection is just like HIV/AIDS. You either get it through injections or through sex or when body fluids mix.
Dr. Sori said it is not true that people can get hepatitis B through kissing. He, however, warned those infected not to drink alcohol, saying it could worsen the infection.
People think that when you kiss, you can get hepatitis B, which is not true. But there's something that is true, that when you bite someone, if you are having hepatitis and the saliva gets into the wound, possibility that you can get that.
People born from 97 till now in the hospitals were vaccinated against this. Does it mean that if such people engage in unprotected sex, for example, with somebody who has got hepatitis B, they will not be infected?
We try to protect, and we hope that every person is protected. But you never know. What we tell you is that try as much as possible to still obey the rules of ABC.
There are so many traditional posters all over the country. Some claim they can cure hepatitis B. Some say they heal it. Is it curable in the first place?
Body itself has the ability to destroy the virus. And some people recover fully. Others do not. Those people can still continue to carry the virus, which become chronic. Others with time declare the virus altogether.
Is there evidence that these traditional medicines that are parading in town can also treat hepatitis B?
I can't tell. The liver is where the virus resides, and it damages the cells of the liver. If you take anything in that goes to add injury to the liver, you even make cases worse.
Is there any linkage between alcohol intake and hepatitis?
Alcohol has the propensity to damage the cells of the liver. And therefore, if you are already having hepatitis B, count yourself out in the use of alcohol. Because if you continue to use alcohol, you are having a double effect.
That was the former Director General of the Ghana Health Service, Dr. Elias Sori, talking to George Asikere.